Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. We've had a few hot days in Southern California lately, and I'm sipping on my water more during these days than when it's cooler outside. Before I give you some reasons on why our body needs water and what the medical benefits are of drinking water, let me share with you that health is a passion of mine. I've been exposed to and worked in the medical field for over 50 years, was a nurse, a fitness trainer, and now a certified transformational health and wellness guide, with the pleasure and privilege to guide my clients to their optimal health, preferably ultimate health. The best way to do that is by leading by example, or is leading by example. Yeah, true. Hence, I want to be down to earth, real, authentic, and give you experiences and facts on why we need to hydrate. So let me just give you some facts straight up front, and then we're going to go through it and see what you knew and what you didn't know. You might even want to take some notes because I don't have much in a transcript. It does not give me much opportunity to put a lot in there since it's limited from 5 to 2,000 characters. So let me start by saying facts, drinking water are adult humans are 60% water and our blood is 90% water. Water is essential for the kidneys and other bodily functions. When dehydrated, the skin can become more vulnerable to skin disorder and wrinkling. And also, the skin is the largest organ of the body. And it is so crucial because it protects the inner organs in the body. So when the skin is dehydrated, and it doesn't have the elasticity it needs to protect the organs start failing and shutting down. So that's why hydration is really key. Drinking water instead of soda can help even with weight loss. So there are 15 benefits of drinking water. And when I say water, I mean drinking water. I'm not talking about sewer water or anything like that. There are things, if you go camping and you know you won't have much water and you need to take it out of a river, there are kits that you can purchase before you go on the trip where you can sanitize your water and make it drinking water. So be prepared and know that what I'm talking about is drinking water. So first of all, it actually lubricates the joints. Cartilage found in joints and the discs of the spine contain around 80% water. Long-term dehydration can reduce the joints' shock absorbability, leading to joint pain. Saliva helps us digest our food and keeps the mouth, nose, and eyes moist. This prevents friction and damage. Drinking water also keeps the mouth clean. Consumed instead of sweetened beverages, it can also reduce tooth decay. Wow, pretty nice. And I think in one of the previous episodes I mentioned that I took care of two little boys, and one of them always received a bottle of milk when they put him to bed. And when he was 4 or 5 years old, all his teeth were black and he had to have them removed because they were all full of milk rot. And the other one was 18 months younger, a bit more time with us from earlier on. So we actually wiped his teeth down with a washcloth when he was a baby. And then when he was old enough to use a little toothbrush, we gave him a baby toothbrush and let him brush it, and then we just checked it. And when they went to bed and they were thirsty, they didn't get milk because milk has sugar in it. The lactose is a milk sugar, and that promotes decay. So that's why water, again, is so important. 3, it delivers oxygen throughout the body. Did you know that? So the blood is more than 90% water, and blood carries oxygen to different parts of the body. So, yeah, the water helps the blood to flow more easily. Therefore, the oxygen is distributed more easily throughout the body, and we get a better benefit from it. 4, it boosts skin health and beauty. With dehydration, the skin can become more vulnerable to skin disorder and premature wrinkling. That's a fact. So the more water we drink, the less wrinkles we have on our body, especially the face. The face shows it first, according to my experience, and the hands show it. And there is actually a little test that you can do with your hands. If you pinch the top of your hand and hold it for a minute, and then you let it go after a minute and count how many seconds it takes for the skin to totally flatten out, you know that you're hydrated or dehydrated. The longer it takes, the more dehydrated you are. So I just did it for me, and even though I've had already 40 ounces of liquid this morning, I haven't had nearly enough. So I know I need to do much more. And I have water with me all the time, and I drink at least 80 to 100 ounces a day. So that helps the skin and the organs and the blood and everything else. 5, it cushions the brain, spinal cord, and other sensitive tissues. Dehydration can affect brain structure and function. It is also involved in the production of hormones and neurotransmitters. Prolonged dehydration can lead to problems with thinking and reasoning. So quite often when we think we're hungry, we're not really hungry, we're rather thirsty. So drinking a glass or two of water first would actually help us to keep our head straight on, to have less of, brain fog and things, and just definitely can think more clearly. Water also regulates body temperature. Water that is stored in the middle layers of the skin comes to the skin's surface as sweat when the body heats up. As it evaporates, it cools the body, in sport especially, or when you go out in the summer and you start perspiring because it's hot and you're just out there in the sun. First of all, wear SPF 30 or 50 to protect your skin. That is not just for the ultraviolet rays that burn, but also that age. There's UVA and UVB rays, ultraviolet aging and ultraviolet burning rays, and they can come through the clouds even. It doesn't have to be a bright sunny day. It's important that we protect our skin daily. So I said that, and then some scientists have to, when there is too little water in the body, heat storage increases and the individual is less able to tolerate the heat strain. Having a lot of water in the body may reduce physical strain if heat stress occurs during exercise. However, more research is needed on these effects. So yeah, I mean, when you exercise, when it's hot, drink water. And the best thing is to drink lukewarm water, not ice cold, because you put the body into shock by having external heat from the sun and putting a lot of ice in your body, ice cold water. So it takes a lot more work for the body to process the water and to make the best use of it. So when it's really a hot day, the Brits usually drink hot tea to cool off. And I thought that was kind of interesting. But when I was in the UK, and that was many years ago, and it was summertime, they always had hot tea when it was the hottest outside. And lo and behold, even though I didn't understand it then, because that was 45 years ago or so, I didn't understand it then. I realized what my body did. It cooled off so much faster by sipping on hot tea rather than drinking ice cold water or any other drinks. So that was really a good thing to learn. The seventh benefit is the digestive system depends on it. The bowel needs water to work. Dehydration can lead to, oops, and I'm missing something, but that's okay. So it flushes the body waste. Water is needed in the processes of sweating and removal of urine and feces. You know, when you're dehydrated, you can barely go to the bathroom. It makes it really hard or painful. The more you hydrate, the easier it is. It's smoother and it comes out easier. 9, it helps maintain blood pressure. Did you know that? So you probably have experienced that when you go to the doctor and it's hot in the office, or it was hot in the car, or you're hot because you're concerned about it, your blood pressure is higher than when you're cool and feeling great and relaxed. That lowers the blood pressure. A lack of water can cause blood pressure to become thicker, increasing blood pressure. They can cause the blood to become thicker and increase the blood pressure. Then 10, the airways needed. Did you know that? When dehydrated, airways are restricted by the body in an effort to minimize water loss. This can make asthma and allergies worse. And it's interesting because I never paid attention to that too much till recently. So when I talk for the radio show, I always have water next to me so I can take a sip here and there because my mouth gets dry from talking, like right now. Taking a sip of water and swishing it in my mouth, it's moist again, and the vocal cords are working better and everything is just working so much easier. 11, it makes minerals and nutrients accessible. These dissolve in water, which makes it possible for them to reach different parts of the body. 12, it prevents kidney damage. The kidneys regulate fluid in the body. Insufficient water can lead to kidney stones and other problems. I have a friend who's had kidney stones at least 3 or 4 times over the last 18 or 19 months. They are very, very painful. And I only know that from him telling me and from the patients I had when I was a nurse who had kidney stones telling me it was the hardest thing to pass these stones, depending on how big they were. And a lot of it has to do by not drinking enough water and not being really fully hydrated. 13, it boosts performance during exercise. Some scientists have proposed that consuming more water might enhance performance during strenuous activity. More research is needed to confirm this, but one review found that dehydration reduces performance in activities lasting longer than 30 minutes. That's true. That's because the cells don't have the water to be hydrated, so they start collapsing, they start feeling, you know, not so full, the blood cannot flow as easily because it gets thicker due to dehydration. And so there's a lot of negatives by allowing yourself to get dehydrated. 14 is weight loss. Water may also help with weight loss if it is consumed instead of sweetened juices or sodas. Preloading with water before meals can help prevent overeating by creating a sense of fullness. And that's why I'm teaching my clients when I guide them to their health. Drink a glass of water before you eat. And we do some portion control things to make sure you don't overeat. You get exactly what you need in fresh veggies, in proteins and whatever you need in fiber. We make sure you get everything that you need, but that you actually get the body to the point where it can release the excess fat, because every excess pound that you carry on your body puts 4 pounds of pressure on your joints. Just think about your poor knees. I noticed that with mine when I was in a size 18. I could barely get up and down the stairs. My knees were hurting so badly. And then I dropped almost 60 pounds and drank a lot more water, which I'm still doing, and actually increased it some more. And now I can run up and down the stairs most days and feeling really good about it. So, yes, it makes a difference. Also, as number 15, it says it reduces the chance of a hangover. So when partying, unsweetened soda water with ice and lemon alternated with alcoholic drinks can help prevent overconsumption of alcohol. So you drink one sip of wine or beer, whatever it is, and then you drink at least a good sip of unsweetened water with ice and a little bit of lemon or something, and you change it back and forth. Number one, it doesn't stain your teeth like red wine does, because you have the water and the lemon in there, which helps the teeth to be nice and white. And you dilute the alcohol in the sense that you put water in your stomach also. So you don't really overdrink yourself. You know, too many ounces of alcohol is really not that healthy. Kidney damage. Water helps dissolve minerals and nutrients, making them more accessible to the body. It also helps remove waste products. The kidneys play a role in balancing fluid levels. And the kidneys are so important. That's why I'm stressing this. They have two functions. And water has a vital key in both with the kidneys. Kidneys filter out 120 to 150 quarts of fluid. Can you believe that? That's a lot of fluid. Of these, approximately 1 to 2 quarts, so that's a lot less, that's maybe 1%, are removed from the body in the form of urine, and the rest is recovered by the bloodstream. Water is essential for the kidneys to function. In the kidneys, if the kidneys do not function properly, waste products and excess fluid can build up inside the body. Untreated chronic kidney disease can lead to kidney failure. The organs stop working, and either dialysis or kidney transplantation is required. I mean, can you see how important water is? These are all things that mostly we could prevent if we just pay attention to it. Also, if infections spread to the upper urinary tract, including the kidneys, permanent damage can result. Sudden or acute kidney infections can be life-threatening, particularly if septicemia occurs. Drinking plenty of water is a simple way to reduce the risk of developing a UTI or a urinary tract infection. Kidney stones interfere with how the kidneys work. When present, can complicate UTIs. These complicated UTIs tend to require longer periods of antibiotics to treat them, typically lasting 7 to 14 days. So there's a lot more about the kidneys and hydration and all that. It also suggests to check the vitamin levels that you have. It says at the end of that medical report that I have in front of me, men usually, according to the U.S. National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, the average recommended daily intake of water from both food and drink is, for men, around 3.7 liters or 125 ounces. For women, around 2.7 liters or 91 ounces. That is, generally speaking, if people are active or out in warmer temperatures, they need to increase it. But so that would be a minimum for men of 15.5 to 16 cups of 8-ounce glasses of water, and for women, 11 cups. Some other facts are babies and children have a higher percentage of water than adults. When babies are born, they are about 78% water, but this falls to 65% at the age of 1 year. Fatty tissue has less water than lean tissue, and men have more water than women as a percentage. So, yeah, I think that's about the most important part. If you want to do more research on it, just Google what it all says about water, because that is definitely one of the most important things. Let's see what it says here. Okay, so there's a quick thing. Where's Aldo? The top 10 benefits of drinking water. And the first one is lose weight, because it's an appetite suppressant. You'll glow. The skin makes your skin glow when you feel better, look better. Productivity, you're staying hydrated, so it keeps you more focused and alert. No more migraines. So the more you drink water, the less headaches and migraines you get, because the water flushes out the toxins. Get your pump on. Drinking water helps boost your energy and replaces crucial electrolytes that have been lost through perspiration. Extend and intensify your workouts. Smooth move. Water regulates your digestion by speeding up the metabolism and allowing you to have a daily bowel movement. No more aches. Hydration helps with pains like cramping and arthritis. It lubricates joints and can even prevent muscle sprains. 8 glasses a day keeps the doctor away. Water improves your immune system. With a little lemon, it can also help prevent respiratory disease, intestinal issues, as well as heart attacks. Reboot. Water helps to relieve fatigue by flushing out toxins and preventing the rest of our organs from overworking themselves. And the last one, which was a new one to me, bye-bye cancer. Drinking the daily recommended amount of water is thought to help reduce the risk of bladder and colon cancer by diluting cancer-causing agents in urine. How would you like that? That in itself is grounds for me to definitely make sure I'm staying at my 100-plus ounces a day, because I do have my dad had bladder cancer and my grandfather, his father, had cancer. And so I definitely don't want to get there. I think it runs on the male side of the family, but there could be some other things happening with the female side also. So I definitely want to make sure that I can lead by example and drink enough water. Before I go into the free gifts, I want to read you one poem. It's called Water is Our Everything of Life. Water is our everything. Without it, we have nothing. Together, we must protect it. The little things do a lot. Start taking shorter showers. Maybe just 5 minutes or so. It's not that much to ask. Do not waste day-old water. There is nothing wrong. Use it to water all your plants so they grow nice and strong. While doing dishes, turn off the faucet. There's no need for waste. Your dishes can be squeaky clean. The earth will be okay. See, I told you, it's not that hard. Little things do matter. Just start to be more aware. Then everything will get better. That was written by Olivia Susan, honorable mention, 8th grade school. I can't read the name of the school. But right now, California is in a drought, actually, and I'm sure some other states are too. And they suggest that we reduce the water usage by 15%, taking shorter showers, not washing the dishes under running water, just have enough to wash everything and then just rinse everything and dry it. The laundry, don't just do a half a load or a quarter load. Make sure it's a load when you wash it. So it uses the same amount of water. So why not wash a full load for the same amount of water as you wash a half load or a quarter load. So those are all things that are really important, because water is not just a drink. It's also liquid gold. That's what it's called in some areas where it's so precious. And it's important that we have it, as I said, not just to drink, not just internally, also externally to wash our face and body and hair and clothes and dishes and things like that and vegetables. I mean, we have so much to wash, but let's just be careful that we use it sparingly but effectively. So I want to share a couple of wonderful gifts that I have for you just for listening. And hopefully I did bring some value to you and shared some things you didn't know beforehand. And now you might be more interested in finding out more about it, how you can be a part of preserving the water, how you can be a part of taking better care of yourself and hydrate your body better so your inner organs don't fail, etc. So my first free gift is a health reset strategy session where we talk about, it's a one-on-one, just you and I, where we talk about your health goals and where you're at and where you want to be at. The second one is a free health e-newsletter. I send it via email. If you want it, let me know and I'll send it to you. And in order to get one or the other or both, send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. It's in the transcript. Just highlight, copy and paste it into the URL. And before you actually tell me what you want, make sure the first three letters in the subject heading are capital B, capital T, capital R for Blog Talk Radio. And then you can let me know if you want a free gift, if you have a question, if you want to make a suggestion, if you want to be on the show, et cetera, and we can communicate. This way I can fish it out of the spam folder, as all first emails go into spam. Again, coachdenise@ctdigest.net. First three letters, capitalized B, T, R. That's Bruno or Blog Talk Radio, BTR. And then you can say free gift, question, suggestion, want to be on show, whatever, and let me know what you want to and what you can contribute. You know that everything I do and say has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And when you look at the water episode we just did, it says it doesn't just help the skin, it protects the inner organs. It helps with the blood flow. It helps with eliminating. It helps with so many things. That means you don't need to go to the doctor more often. You don't need to have more exams. You don't need to get on more medications, because it also lowers the blood pressure. So I just want to give you some of those things to make sure you can help yourself to be healthier. And if you choose the journey to get healthy, let me know. I'd be happy. Okay, that doesn't sound too healthy. I'd be happy to help you reset your health goals and make everything good. So I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I am truly looking forward to hearing from you. Until next week, take care.